After the New South Wales Electoral Commission announced the online voting platform iVote would be decommissioned, the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, or PIAC, supported Blind Citizens Australia to make a disability discrimination complaint to the Australian Human Rights Commission. Thankfully, we're joined to talk more about it by PIAC Senior Solicitor Ellen Tilbury. How are you going, Ellen?
Hi, Danny. Great, thanks.
This is disappointing news for people who are blind and vision impaired, as well as others who have difficulty accessing printed material, as iView is one of the only options that allowed them to lodge a secret and verifiable vote independently. Blind Citizens Australia, of course, a group that represents people who are blind and vision impaired. Why was iVote so important, particularly for people who are blind and vision impaired?
Yeah, so iVote was an internet-based electronic voting system, so it allowed people to cast their vote using their computer at home or using their telephone keypad. And Blind Citizens Australia, they told us that for people who are blind or vision impaired, that meant that they can cast their vote independently. They don't need somebody else to help them fill in their ballot paper, which was the case previously. And they could do that secretly and with confidence that it was being recorded as they intended, because it also had a verification function. And of course, voting is such a fundamental right for all of us in a democracy.
Yeah.
It's really essential to give governments legitimacy and for us to have a say. And before iVote was introduced, for many people with a disability, that means they have difficulty with a print-based ballot paper, it wasn't possible for many of those voters to cast their votes independently because they needed someone to help them read and complete the ballot paper.
We've, of course, got a state election coming up in March 2023, and the Electoral Commission has said there's no way a replacement will be ready in time for that. What alternatives do people have if they can't access a printed voting form?
Yeah, so it was a really big disappointment for Blind Citizens Australia and other organisations and their members to hear that iVote wouldn't be available and that there would be no like-for-like replacement for the 2023 election. It really felt like a step backwards because iVote had obviously been available for the past three state elections.
Yep.
So it's really disappointing, but there are some other options. Those are a postal vote in advance of the election, voting on the day with assistance from another person, or telephone-assisted voting. And so that's what's usually available for federal elections, where a person can call up the call centre, register their intention to vote using telephone, and then they call back and speak to a different person and cast their vote with that person completing the ballot paper for them.
And you there at the Public Interest Advocacy Centre have teamed up with Blind Citizens Australia to make a disability discrimination complaint to the Human Rights Commission. Has there been any results from that thus far?
Yeah, so we made a complaint to the Human Rights Commission on behalf of BCA's members in New South Wales, alleging that the cancellation of iVote was a form of disability discrimination. The complaint brought BCA and the New South Wales Electoral Commissioner together in a conciliation process. So through that process, BCA and the Electoral Commissioner and representatives from the Electoral Commission worked through BCA's concerns and came to an agreement to resolve the complaint. Although the Commissioner couldn't promise to replace iVote for the 2023 election, he has, and the Electoral Commission has, committed to investigating the options for a replacement through a review that they're now conducting, which will make recommendations to the New South Wales government later next year.
So they've made that commitment. Is there, what else sort of needs to happen to get the wheels in motion?
A couple of things really need to happen. So they're going to conduct this review. They've committed to work closely with BCA and other organisations representing people with disability to explore the options through that review. But beyond that, we need to have the Commission recommend through the review that something that truly meets the accessibility needs of people be adopted. And the second is that the New South Wales government needs to take up those recommendations and provide the necessary approvals, possibly legislative change, and definitely funding and resources to make that happen.
Can anyone be involved in the review?
Yep, they can. And we really encourage anyone with an interest to take a look at the Electoral Commission's website. They have a qu issues and questions paper available. Responses to that first round of submissions are due by the 13th of January 2023. And as I said, we'd really encourage anybody with an interest or with who this affects to make a submission or support an organisation making a submission.
Oh, good stuff. I'll get it on the Electoral Commission website and put a link to that on our 2SER website. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Ellen. Love all your work. If people want to find out more, PAAC.asn.au is your website. Thank you to you and everyone else there at PAAC. You do absolutely amazing work.
And thanks, Danny, for having us.